Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
We will have improved the living areas to reflect current design standards as far as sleep deprivation and noise.
A new aircraft rescue and firefighting facility is being built at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport.
A Lawrence County man is accused of running over a woman with a van during a fight.
An Ashland couple is facing drug trafficking charges.
Catlettsburg Mayor Randall Peterman has died.
Governor Bevin's administration could eliminate Kentucky's expanded Medicaid program.
In sports, the MSU Eagles head to Richmond tonight to kick off the 2018 season.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 68 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Lawrence County, Ohio man is accused of running over a woman several times with a van during a fight. WSAZ reports William Spaulding is charged with felony assault. Officials say Spaulding pushed the woman out of the vehicle, then ran over her legs, put the van in reverse, and ran her over again. Deputies believe the victim is Spaulding's girlfriend. She was released from the hospital yesterday.
A Fleming County man has been arrested on drug trafficking charges. According to the Maysville Ledger-Independent, Gerald Rout faces a variety of charges related to trafficking marijuana. Fleming County Sheriff's deputies say they seized nearly 3 pounds of marijuana, a car, various pills, drug paraphernalia, and over $1,900 in cash. Rout is lodged in the Mason County Detention Center.
An Ashland couple is facing charges after police found the pair trafficking drugs near a school. WMKY's Peyton Stewart has the story.
32-year-old Elizabeth Phelps and 31-year-old Christopher Kingsbury were arrested for selling drugs near Ashland Middle School. According to the Daily Independent, they were charged with first-degree trafficking of a controlled substance, trafficking a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school, third-degree possession of a controlled substance, and delivering or manufacturing drug paraphernalia. Police seized 17 grams of heroin, a variety of pharmaceuticals, as well as $2,090 in cash. The duo is currently lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center with a bond of $3,500 for Phelps and $6,000 for Kingsbury. For WMKY News, I'm Peyton Stewart.
The son of a Central Kentucky sheriff is arrested on rape charges. KNN's Suzanne Duvall reports.
21-year-old Patrick Melton was arrested Tuesday in Lexington on rape and sodomy charges. Melton is the son of Franklin County Sheriff Pat Melton. The victim told police that on July 5th, she, Melton, and some friends had been drinking at Melton's home. They became intoxicated, and the victim passed out while Melton left to go to a bar. She said when Melton returned, he told her he wanted to have sex with her. The victim said she repeatedly said no, at one point kicking him off of her, but he persisted, allegedly holding her down as he sexually assaulted her. Sheriff Melton directed questions to a Lexington attorney. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Longtime Catlettsburg Mayor Randall Peterman has died. WYMT reports Peterman, who spent about 20 years working in city government, died Wednesday. He had been suffering from pneumonia, but it is not clear what led to his death. Peterman served as mayor since 2011 and was a member of Catlettsburg City Council for more than 10 years.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has awarded a member of his administration a $215,000 raise, leading the worker to make more than double the governor's salary. The Courier-Journal reports the executive director of the Commonwealth Office of Technology, Charles Grindle, now makes around $375,000 annually. The state government's online database of employee salaries says Grindle now is the highest-paid employee in Bevin's administration. The 134% raise was awarded during a time when the state budget offered no raises for state government workers or teachers.
The Kentucky Finance and Administration Cabinet, which houses the Commonwealth Office of Technology, says cost savings realized by Grindle's leadership cover the raise's cost. Grindle previously was paid $160,000 annually.
Republican Governor Matt Bevin's administration could eliminate Kentucky's expanded Medicaid program to avoid a $300 million shortfall. Former Democratic Governor Steve Beshear expanded the program in 2014 under former President Barack Obama's health care law. The expanded program now covers more than 400,000 people. Bevin opposed the expansion because he said it cost too much money and did not make people healthier. In January, the federal government gave Kentucky permission to impose work requirements on some Medicaid recipients, but a federal judge blocked the program. Cabinet for Health and Family Services Secretary Adam Meyer told state lawmakers today the expanded Medicaid population is optional and could be eliminated to save money. He also said the state could cut benefits.
Ground was broken today for a new aircraft rescue and firefighting facility at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport. It's the fourth in five phases of renovations and expansions at the airport. The new $15 million state-of-the-art project will be completed in about 18 months. WUKY spoke with Scott Lanter, Director of Public Safety and Operations at Lexington Bluegrass Airport.
Well, we pride ourselves on having our folks always trained, always ready, and with the expansion of this station, we're going to be able to deliver those services in a more efficient manner. The station will, obviously from the location now, will move more centrally located to the runway, reduce our response times, and ultimately improve our services to the public, the traveling public, and the citizens of Fayette County.
The project is being paid for through Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Grants, airport operating revenue, and passenger facility charges.
A Moorhead lawmaker says that the decision to remove the director of a legislative research commission by Republican leaders was wrong. David Byerman was appointed in 2015 after a national search to fill the position. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins is a member of the LRC committee. He says the decision made by Senate President Robert Stivers and House Speaker David Osborne was a partisan move.
To make that decision without consulting with the minority party, I just think is wrong. The Legislative Research Commission is the agency that basically runs the legislature. It has always had a traditional way forward of being very nonpartisan, because we will always have Democrats and Republicans that serve in the legislature.
Adkins says he plans to be very vocal about the process of selecting a new director for the LRC. Until then, the duties of acting director will be fulfilled by Chiefs of Staff Becky Harrelson and David Floyd.
Secretary of State Allison Lutterman Grimes visited Hazard yesterday, the second of her two stops to speak with veterans. She announced that Kentucky's four veteran centers will now become voting precincts. Grimes tells WYMT the new polling locations will be good for those who once served in the military.
This year, this will be a polling location, which will offer an amazing opportunity.
This comes a day after allegations of Grimes' abuse of authority for political purpose.
The two candidates vying to take the reins from Lexington Mayor Jim Gray this fall are adopting a wait-and-see approach on the most divisive issue currently facing city leaders. Asked whether they support the current proposal to move City Hall to the Lexington Herald Leader Building, former Vice Mayor Linda Gorton and former Police Chief Ronnie Baston told a town hall audience yesterday that they're keeping a close eye on the debate.
I don't want to speak to the project because some of it has become political, and I'm trying to stay neutral on that.
I applaud their efforts for what they're doing. I'm watching it closely, and I'll be in a position to work with whatever decision they make.
The Urban County Council has yet to approve a resolution launching negotiations between the city and developer CRM. Mayor Gray broke a council last week to put the measure on the docket.
Rowan County will be spending a little more this year to train poll workers for the November election. Each county is required by law to provide training, but this year's workers will have the opportunity to get a little more in depth to prepare them for Election Day. County Clerk Kim Davis says it will be a busy election this November.
There's going to be a lot of people coming in and out, and we want to try to address any kind of problems up front that may happen, and this, we just want to, you know, arm our poll workers with the most knowledge and the most experience that they can, because we do have some new ones, and we want to make sure that they feel comfortable in their skin and in that role that they're going to be in.
The training will cost the county around $20 per person, and the fiscal court agreed to pay for it during their regular monthly meeting.
Students in Rowan County will soon have the opportunity to eat dinner at the district's high school. School officials recently announced that any student can get a free meal from 3:15 to 4 p.m. each weekday. Superintendent John Maxey says the program will kick off the first week of September.
It's not like a backpack program. It's not something that it's not for students to just grab a lunch as they're going out the door to get on the bus. But it's something for any student that's staying after for after-school activities, or they've got sports programs or academic team.
Maxey says different items will be offered each day. He hopes the program will be popular with students and their parents.
The East Kentucky Dream Center in Pikeville opened its doors Wednesday afternoon. The center will provide free clothes, shoes, and hygiene items to some 2,000 homeless people in eastern Kentucky. Dream Center founding member Richard Holmes tells WYMT he believes the center represents the goodwill at the heart of his local community.
Nothing better to do with this short span of time we have than to make a difference in the lives of other people. Strangers and next door neighbors and everybody, they need us. Let's work together.
The Dream Center also provides hot meals Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. To check out the clothing closet, call 606-454-3532 to set up an appointment.
Morehead State University's veterinary tech degree has been nationally ranked. College Choice evaluated more than 200 programs across the country, placing MSU at number 15. Dr. Amy Statton is an assistant professor in the vet tech program. She says the program is held in high esteem due, in part, to a low student-to-teacher ratio.
They're getting more hands-on opportunities. We do work with shelters and rescues, so we work with a lot of dogs and cats, as well as we're located on a 350-acre farm, which houses cattle, horses, pigs, and sheep.
Statton says once students graduate, they are able to work in private practices and with state, federal, and educational institutions. MSU's Vet Tech program has a 100% job placement rate.
A Fort Knox soldier who rescued a man from a burning semi-truck in Rockcastle County is receiving a high military honor. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
I'm just grateful that I was able to be there to help.
On Mother's Day this year, Sergeant First Class Mario King pulled Doug Bowling from the burning semi to safety. King tells WKYT,
"Once I grabbed him, I just thought, like, I'm going to drag this guy as far as I can."
King's act of heroism has earned him the Soldier's Medal, the highest peacetime medal that the Secretary of the Army can award a soldier. The ceremony will take place on September 7th. I'm Haley Hansen.
Community leaders are meeting in a Kentucky region hurt by the collapsing coal industry, seeking strategies to help redevelop the area's economy. Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR, is convening its fifth annual summit this week in Pikeville, the Lexington Herald Leader reports. The group's role is to organize projects and gather political and business leaders to discuss solutions for eastern Kentucky's problems, according to SOAR officials. Among the summit's objectives are increasing broadband connectivity, facilitating workforce training, supporting new businesses and factories, and reducing health concerns, including obesity and drug abuse. Bolstering industry, agriculture, and tourism opportunities are also goals of the program.
The Public Service Commission has denied a bid by Kentucky's two largest electric utilities to install smart meters in homes across the state. The state agency said in an order on Thursday that while it sees benefits of using the technology, the utilities failed to show that the costs were worth it. The utilities had proposed installing about 1.3 million smart meters over a three-year period at a cost of nearly $350 million. In its order, the commission noted that customers were being asked to pay for the new system, but the utilities did not commit to passing on savings from smart meters to their customers. The agency denied the application without prejudice, meaning the utilities could submit a similar plan in the future. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight, patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 68 degrees. tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 87 and a chance of precipitation at 10%. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Chance of precipitation is at 20%. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny skies with a high near 88, and a chance of precipitation at 30%. Taking a look at the temperatures, it is 87 degrees here in Moorhead, as well as in Lexington and Winchester, 86 degrees in Ashland, 85 degrees in Flemingsburg, and 79 degrees in Inez.
On our feature segment this afternoon, Rowan County's district judge wants to set up a new video conferencing system between the court and the new Rowan County Detention Center. WMKY's Jack Cottle has more.
District Judge Willie Roberts is asking for some funding for a video conferencing project between the court and the county's jail. Roberts asked the physical court for $15,000 to fund the project during the August regular meeting.
When I was initially looked into this back in 2016, I knew we were getting a jail, and they told me that it was going to be $15,000 for the equipment, and then it was going to be hookups at both the jail and the courthouse.
Due to the recent outbreak of diseases like hepatitis A, the judge feels this is a safer alternative to having the prisoners transported.
The disease that we have these days with Hep A and tuberculosis, it's just one little infection comes from one of these prisoners, and we just have to gut the courtroom. We've got to take out carpet, we've got to hose everything down, and then not to mention the sickness it may cause deputies or court personnel.
County Sheriff Matt Sparks says the cost to transport prisoners each month can reach a few thousand dollars.
This year, it's actually down just a little bit, about $1,200 a month we get from the court for the prisoner transports. We did our reimbursement, because that's just the gas, really, that's not council wear and tear and the collars and things like that, that's just for gas prices. So Shelly and I look at it, last year it was closer to $2,000 a month.
At the cost of $15,000, the video conferencing system will allow prisoners held in the county detention center to communicate with lawyers who live in different parts of the state.
When you've got all these lawyers coming in and you've got different schedules that you have to take care of, well, that person's got the right to be there, or right to participate. But we can take care of that through the video conferencing system, because there's nothing going to be decided regarding their liberty. And they're being jailed or not. Anytime you've got to make a decision on that, they have to be transported.
The physical court unanimously voted yes to fund the project. They hope the Office of the Courts will reimburse the county for at least part of the cost. For trials to be done through video monitors and cameras will have to be installed at both the jail and all three of the county's courtrooms. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
The time is 4:48. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at Ashland's Paramount Arts Center on Thursday, September 6th. Classic American roots band Old Crow Medicine Show is coming to Eastern Kentucky in support of their newest album, Volunteer. Tickets are on sale now at the Paramount Arts Center box office and online at ParamountArtsCenter.com. Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Thursday, September 6th. Tickets on sale now. More information at ParamountArtsCenter.com.
The Eagles kick off tonight at 7. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State University's Eagles head to Richmond tonight to kick off the 2018 season. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. at Roy Kidd Stadium. MSU and Eastern Kentucky University both finished the 2017 season at 4-7. Eagles head coach Rob Tenier says his veteran players bring the total package to the table.
They're very good, work ethic, tremendous enthusiasm on the field. They're very vocal. And they're guys that I think that our guys will look to for leadership. I think they're very respected within the team, by their peers, their coaches. And they're very productive on the football field. And I think those are all important pieces in regards to our leadership.
The game kickstarts the 89th season of collegiate football at Moorhead State. It can be heard on the Eagles Sports Radio Network, with WIVY serving once again as the flagship station. In area high school pigskin action, East Carter High School has started off the season strong with victories over McGoffin and Lewis counties. The high-scoring Raider offense will look to keep the hot streak going when they host Betsy Lane Friday night. Head coach Jim Chaplin says balance on the offensive side of the football has been one of the key ingredients to his team's early success this year.
I feel like we've played really good in the previous two games, and we're looking to get better each and every week. When we come out and throw the ball like we did and have receivers open and stuff like that, that really opens up the whole game for us and makes people have to play us, you know, in the pass game and in the run game.
The Raiders hope to stay undefeated before they head to Olive Hill next week to take on cross-county rival West Carter, while Betsy Lane is still looking for its first win of the year. Kickoff in Grayson is at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. Fleming County heads to Greenup Friday to take on the 2-0 Musketeers. The Panthers come into the game at 1-1 after a strong bounce-back performance in their 35-14 win over Mason County last week. Fleming head coach Bill Spencer says his team will have to bring the same kind of effort and intensity to the field if they hope to score a win over Greenup.
We just got to be consistent. You know, we first game we struggled with just little things, completing passes, this and that. This week, you know, we got a little bit better this past week, and we're going to have to get a little bit better this week. We just got to be consistent with our passing game and let let the run game kind of set things up for us.
Consistency hasn't been a problem for Greenup County. They've scored 40-plus points in both of their wins over Lewis and Russell and are averaging more than 450 yards of total offense per game. Kickoff for the Musketeers at the Panthers is at 7:30. After dropping three straight matches in overtime, the Moorhead State soccer team will look to buck the trend with a trip to Columbus, Ohio tonight to match up with Ohio State. The Eagles open their season with a 2-1 win at Akron before battling into extra time at Pittsburgh, Kentucky, and against Ball State at home. Ohio State enters tonight's matchup with a 1-2 record, having most recently come away with a 1-0 win at fifth-ranked Florida. The match is set to kick off at 7 p.m. at Jesse Owens Field. Live stats are available through MSUEagles.com, and game can be streamed on the Big Ten Plus Network. In high school soccer action, the Rowan County boys soccer team heads to Frederick Douglass tonight for an 8 p.m. matchup with the 3-2 Broncos. The Vikings are 6-1 on the season, coming off a 2-0 win over George Rogers Clark on Monday. Coach Max Hammond says last year's matchup was really tight for most of the game.
You know, I have to expect it to be a good game. I mean, anytime you play on that Lexington school, they're going to have, you know, a lot of kids that play soccer year-round. You know, we really don't have that here at Round County. So we've got a few months to build the kids up, and, you know, those kids down there are playing year-round, so it really makes a difference. So, you know, if we can come out and get a good win there, that'd be a big step for us.
The Vikings will have a break for the holiday weekend. They play host to St. Patrick on Tuesday at 7. In girls soccer action, Round County hosts Montgomery County at home tonight. The 2-2 Lady Vikings are coming off a 7-0 win over Belfry last Saturday and are looking to get above the 500 mark. They take on a 4-2 Lady Indians squad who edged out Madison Southern 1-0 in their last outing. That was Tuesday. After tonight, the Lady Vikings are off until after Labor Day when they take on West Carter September 4th. Game time in Moorhead between Rowan and Montgomery tonight is 7:30 p.m. In volleyball action, undefeated Rowan County hosts Fairview tonight in a regional showdown. The Lady Vikings topped Menifee County on Tuesday night 3-0 and have only dropped one set on the season. The 10-6 Lady Eagles look to get back into the win column after being shut out 3-0 by Russell earlier this week. Game time is set for 7 p.m. Other regional volleyball action tonight, Bath hosts Fleming County, West Carter hosts Raceland, and East Carter hosts Russell. All three of those matchups begin at 7 p.m. The Moorhead State women's volleyball team plays host to Comfort Invitational Tournament this weekend. St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State come into town as the Eagles look to improve on their 3-1 record. Coach Jamie Gordon's team has played well at the season's outset, and he says that's because they are committed to putting the best players on the court, regardless of seniority.
We don't necessarily look that a freshman needs to wait their time, you know, nor does an upperclassman automatically get it. I mean, It's something that everybody is working hard towards, and I think the character and kind of this team is really whoever is going to be able to help us out the most in this situation, that's who they want out on the court.
The Eagles open the tournament against St. Francis tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. They will then take on Mercer in the tournament nightcap at 7 p.m. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Volleyball will host the Comfort Invitational tomorrow and Saturday with matches against St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State. Also, Eagle Soccer welcomes Kennesaw State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can get more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks snapped a four-day winning streak after a report said President Trump would support moving ahead with additional tariffs on Chinese imports as early as next week. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 137.65 at 25,986.92. The S&P 500 was down 12.91 at 2901.13. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 21.32, finishing at 8,088.36. Trade-sensitive stocks were under pressure as shares of Boeing and Caterpillar dropped 0.9% and 2% respectively. And emerging market stocks fell broadly as a stronger dollar today sent the Turkish lira and the Argentine peso down sharply. The iShares emerging market ETF dropped 2.6%. The Turkish lira fell 3%, while the peso dropped more than 10% to a record low. And shares of Electronic Arts plunged almost 10% after the video game company delayed the release of Battlefield 5, a popular game, and adjusted its fiscal 2019 guidance for net bookings. In the commodities markets, oil jumped 0.9% to finish at $70.13 a barrel. Gold was down 0.4% at $1,206.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak as the Stock 600 index finished with a loss of 0.3%. And in Asia, stocks were weak as well. The Shanghai Composite down 1.18%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong finishing down 0.9%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Apple and Walmart, while the worst performers were Caterpillar and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were H&R Block and Perkin Elmer, and the worst performers were Dollar Tree and Electronic Arts. Trading now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 53 cents at 83.92. CSX down 39 cents at 74.21, AK Steel down 13 cents at 4.36, AEP up 12 cents at 71.82, Marathon Petroleum down 59 cents at 83.13, and Kroger was up 37 cents to finish at 31.05. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking another look at the WMKY listening area's weather forecast. Tonight, patchy fog, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a low around 68. Tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 87. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before midnight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 67. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny skies with a high near 88 and a chance of precipitation at 30%. Saturday night, a 10% chance of showers before 8 p.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 67.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Peyton Stewart, Chaz Jenkins, Leanne Akers, Nacogdoches Miller, and Joe Lewis, WUKY's Karen Czar, KNN's Haley Hansen, and Suzanne Duvall. Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke with your stock report, and our feature segment came from WMKY's Jack Cottle. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.